to Capello, braver than a bullfighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchacha!
No! Oh, no! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight, Overnight Weekend. Are you ready
for a good day? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to hour number two. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Of course, my All-Stars will include Zach Dak Young, who will be here in just a second. Of course, straight up Charles J will be here tonight, the man from PlaysByJay.com. We'll talk the NFL, of course, tomorrow, hot and heavy. Man, if you haven't made any money on the NFL yet, you're not listening to this show. So straight up, listen to Charles J. We're talking sports and money straight up with Charles J. about 20, 25 minutes past the hour. Until then, we're going to talk about one of the greatest athletes of all time. In fact, Zach's got a special on that. Zach, who's featured this week?
Pete Rose, the hit king, one of the all-time greatest hitters, 3 times World Series champion.
And banned from the Hall of Fame because he bet on baseball. Bottom line is, he is a class act. I had a good time with Pete Rose. We're talking Pete Rose after the break. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Talking to Us All-Stars, live from the city by the bay. I'm talking about San Francisco, California.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
There seemed to be no doubt that this was the time for Pete Rose, and some were very glad of it.
I hope he gets a hit on the first time up, so release my tension. I told her I'm going to have a heart attack.
The fans at Riverfront were ready to burst at the seams. They were ready to explode when he finally came to bat in the first inning. Again, the fans left their seats and they stood, hoping to get a good look at history. Pete's mom took a deep breath and watched with 50,000 others.
One ball and no strikes. Rose swinging and fouling it straight back. And again, the flash bulbs go off all over the ballpark. Last night, the first time I have ever seen that in a baseball stadium. A 1-1 coming, and Rose takes it inside. He levels the bat a couple of times. Shao kicks and he fires. Rose swings.
There it is! There it is! Get out! Get out! All right!
Hit number 4192.
The moment was overwhelming. Pete's brother David put his arms around his mother. They embraced and cried for the next several minutes. The Reds players came out of the dugout. They hoisted their hero manager onto their shoulders. And there was a love affair at Riverfront Stadium between those in the stands and number 14, who had just conquered one of baseball's greatest records. Owner Marge Schott came out, hugged Rose, and presented him with a new Corvette, license number 4192, of course. While the Padres sat and waited, the stadium shouted, cried, and clapped. Finally, the moment got the best of Rose. He had to brush back a tear. He looked to Tommy Helms for support. And then his son Petey raced out of the dugout and hugged his dad in a very touching moment. It was something everyone was feeling.
How can you not be emotional? I mean, people that just are fans were emotional, so why shouldn't he? I think it's very... I'm glad he got emotional. It's right to the heart.
It was the hit literally heard around the world. And it was a typical Pete Rose hit, going with a pitch, hitting it solidly, a clean hit.
Were you glad it was a clean hit?
No doubt about it, John. I'm probably the happiest guy in the stadium. I was just so thrilled that it was something that was clean, that everybody knew right away it was a hit, so they didn't have to wait for a decision.
I think it's the biggest thrill I've ever had. And as big as you thought it would be, I think it was bigger.
It was bigger than most people and probably even Pete Rose had figured. The fans said, thanks for waiting. Then they said thanks for the memories. It's one memory Cincinnati will never forget.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
September 11, 1985, Pete Rose got hit number 4,192, breaking Ty Cobb's record, becoming only the second player in the 4,000 hit club. And that stands to this day. He's still the only player in the 4,000 hit club known as the Hit King, 17-time All-Star, 3-time World Series champion, NL MVP in 1973, World Series MVP 1975, 2-time Golden Glove Award winner, 3-time NL batting champion. I mean, the list goes on and on. Pete Rose, one of the all-time greats. He was part of that big red machine, that team that won the 3 World Series in the 1970s. And I mean, what more can you really say about Pete Rose? But one thing that you got to talk about when you talk about Pete Rose, sadly, is the fact that he is not in the Hall of Fame, not in the Baseball Hall of Fame, that is. I mean, he's in the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame, which that's already a great accomplishment in itself, but he's not in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and that's due to his gambling over when he was a manager of the Reds. He was actually a player manager, which they don't do anymore. He recently came out and kind of admitted to doing it as a player as well. So that's kind of caused a lot of controversy. But I don't know. I kind of think enough is enough. It's been enough punishment that Pete Rose has had, and I think it is time for him to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's been, you know, a great character in the sport of baseball, and he's a great analyzer of the sport, And at the end of the day, I mean, Pete Rose, he was thankful to the fans in his speech that he gave when he was inducted into the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame.
Believe me, when you're a player in that dugout, you get the vibes from the audience. You get the vibes from the fans. And I think all the guys on the Big Red Machine will agree with me. We had the greatest fans ever in the 70s. I wasn't diving for me. I was diving for you. I was hitting for you. I was trying to score runs for you. Because I till this day, and I really believe this, baseball, capital of the world, is the Queen City.
That was Pete Rose in his own words. I mean, you know, the guy clearly loves baseball, 75 years old. I'd like to see him get into the Hall of Fame before he passes away. I don't know how much more time he has. And, you know, he's famous for being a switch hitter. He had a 300 average over his career, 303. So, I mean, just impressive all around. And, I mean, you know, Pedro, you got to – Johnny Taco, you got to witness a lot of the special Pete Rose moments. What's one that, like, sticks out in your head, would you say?
I was with him in L.A. Don King introduced me to him. He said, obviously, this is Pete Rose. Yeah, right. So when I talked to him about the Hall of Fame, I think I interviewed him one time for the show. But I was just impressed by the fact that he was classy. And he was able to, you know, he was able to, like, almost brush off the fact that he wasn't going into the Hall of Fame. Because, you know, basically, if you're, like, the king of baseball and you're banned from the Hall of Fame, that's sort of like throwing dog poo in your eye every day that you, you know, that you live. You know what I mean? Every day you got to wake up to that. So it's not something I think he wants to roll around admiring. I think that the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame, by putting him in this year, I think that was a step in the right direction. I mean, let's be honest. A 303 lifetime average. The guy played like 23 years. He was a switch hitter. And I don't mean that sexually. I mean that as a baseball player. I mean, 23 years, a 303 average. I mean, usually – when guys stretch it out past, you know, 15, 16 years, you watch that average go down. Usually guys can't hold an average over 300 for a career. I mean, Mays was one guy, and obviously Rose was another.
Yeah, and what's really impressive, too, is that, you know, Pete Rose, he actually bat like 295 left-handed and like 305 right-handed. So he was batting about 300 batting in either stance.
You know, I remember when he was hurting for money a little bit a few years back, and he got hooked up with Fox. I think he's doing a great job with Alex Rodriguez. But he was doing the WWE thing for a while. He just seemed like he was a little bit lost at that point in time, you know. But I'm glad he sort of recovered from the gimmicks. But let's be honest, that gimmick did put him back there on the front page there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely did. You know, Pete Rose has been in the headlines ever since he retired and during his time as a baseball player. So he knows how to promote himself, whether in a good way or a bad way.
Okay. Now, Pete Rose is 75 years old. You talked about, God knows, you and I might not wake up tomorrow, let alone him at 75, okay? But I think it would be a disservice to baseball as a whole. I'm not just talking about Pete Rose personally, I mean baseball as a whole, because if you really want to look back and you're a student of the game, you can't say that he wasn't the king of baseball, that he wasn't Charlie Hustle.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, how can you not have the leader in hits in the Hall of Fame because of something that really isn't related to his performance on the field?
Interesting. Of course, we are talking about the great Pete Rose, folks. The fact that he won't be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, not this year, maybe next year. Who knows? I mean, there's been petitions around. Everybody's talked about it that, you know, that Pete Rose the ball belongs in the Hall of Fame. But yet Major League Baseball doesn't seem to be stepping any closer to that. I mean, there's been no talk about him being on the 2017 roster as far as going in 2018. Nothing for the immediate future, Zach. I mean, the guy's 75. What is Major League Baseball going to do? Just wait until he dies and say, well, we'll bring him in now that he's dead?
It's kind of an absurd punishment. You know, they've forgiven guys who have done more than Pete Rose ever did.
Didn't they forgive guys that gotten drunk driving and murdered people and all? I ran over people, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they have. And I mean, Mark McGwire was able to work as like a – he was still able to be a batting coach and stuff after admitting to doing steroids, which I think is more damaging to the reputation of baseball than a guy betting on games.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Of course, Mark McGwire was the guy that said he wasn't taking steroids, and he got caught taking steroids. The bottom line is Canseco shot him up. Everything Canseco said in that book was right, Zach.
It's crazy. Yeah, and he wasn't a popular guy after that, but he definitely opened the world's eyes to what was going on.
The great Pete Rose, folks, number 14, was retired by the Cincinnati Reds in 2016. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
What about Don Sutton?
Oh, I wore his ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wore Don Sutton. Two guys on the Dodgers I wore out. Don Sutton and Bob Welsh. Oh, I could have went up blindfolded and got hits off those guys. I mean, really. I mean, Ray Charles could hit Don Sutton.
What?
And Ray had a hard time seeing the ball, man.
Yeah, he did. There's no question. We all know that.
Children play in the park. They don't know.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
In the dark, even though time and time again, I see your face smiling inside. I'm so happy that you love me. Oh, yeah. Life is lovely when you're.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
During a rally in
Florida yesterday, Donald Trump boasted about his plans for ISIS and said he will, quote, be their worst nightmare. Oh, wow. So he's also running for president of ISIS? Donald Trump told supporters last night to go out and vote on November 28th when Election Day is actually November 8th, unless November 8th is just a lie being spread by the liberal media. You know what? If you're a Trump supporter, you should probably just go with whatever he says. Donald Trump tweeted earlier today, quote, it is so nice that the shackles have been taken off me and I can now fight for America the way I want to. What shackles are you talking about? The only thing that ever shackled you was the 140 character limit on Twitter. And now you're gonna fight for America? Hey, buddy, you're not Rosa Parks. You know how I know? People liked what Rosa Parks said on the bus. Donald Trump last night wrote off his past controversial remarks about women as locker room talk. I don't want to be a fat shamer, but that does not look like a dude who has spent much time in locker rooms. Unless, I don't know, does KFC have a locker room? Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway said this morning that last night's debate was a good night for democracy.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I 27 and a half minutes past hour, this hour number 2 of 2 on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, and his all-star. Of course, my all-star is the great Zach Young. And Zach, that Pete Rose clip was outstanding, bro.
Oh, thank you. It was a lot of fun to celebrate a legend.
Number 14. Now we bring it from one legend to another legend. Talk about the great Charles J from PlaysByJay.com, a noted website of numbers, baby. What's happening with the NFL thus far? First of all, week 7 is here. Let me say good evening, good morning to you, Mr. J.
How are you tonight? How are you, Zach?
I'm doing great. How are you, Charles?
I'm doing just fine. Where's our other guy, the squatter?
Zach, you want to deal with that?
No, Taco. I think you got to handle that one.
Well, his mother thought that appearing on the show was beneath him, so they sort of ixnayed that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, there's no more. That's just the way it is. Let's talk the NFL now. Thanks a lot, Zach. What's the big surprise through week 7 as we approach week 7 here in the NFL?
As we approach week 7 of the NFL?
This is week 7, right?
I think I would suppose one of the surprises is that the Minnesota Vikings are still undefeated. And that comes as if you were going to tee up that question in training camp and say, well, Minnesota is going to go through this season without its starting quarterback, its starting running back, a Pro Bowl left tackle, and they would still be undefeated, going 5-0. Of course, they had a bye week as well. But I think that you would get a lot of sort of strange looks. But here they are. Here they are, and considered by many to be a team that is one of the favorites to get to the Super Bowl. And, I mean, without Adrian Peterson, the thing about Teddy Bridgewater is not – the guy only had 13 or 14 touchdown passes last season. So it's not as if he were, replacing Tom Brady or anything like that. But they really had to act quickly, to get the quarterback in there, and he's done remarkably well. They haven't really had a running game without Adrian Peterson, and that's what makes this really more remarkable. But the defense has stepped up, 12.6 points per game. That's best in the National Football League. So I suppose that Minnesota, even though they were a division champion last season, would constitute one of the big surprises in the NFL.
Interesting. Of course, we talk about Sam Bradford, the quarterback. Sam hasn't got hurt. I guess that's really the big surprise thus far, right? Or another big surprise.
Well, yeah. And, of course, last season he managed to get through the season healthy. So maybe it isn't that huge a surprise. If he gets hurt, they get, you know, then it's a whole different ball game for them, because they go back to Sean Hill, who under whom they did not have an offensive touchdown in the first week of the season. Remember that Bradford was traded something like 8 or 9 days before the season opener, so he was still learning the playbook when they went out there to play the first game against Tennessee, and then he came in the second week. This, you know, tomorrow now he plays against the Eagles, the team that traded him, and there's an interesting backstory there as well, because he was expecting to be the starter with Philadelphia. He had actually signed a contract extension with them, and after he signed the deal, they made their own deal with Cleveland to move up to draft the number two, or to get the number two selection, which he knew it was going to be a quarterback. And from that point forward, he wanted to be traded. He took himself out of the voluntary offseason activities, and he wanted out of there, and he got out of there. And one of the things that people have been talking about this week is, hey, here's a guy who knows the whole playbook, you know, not from playing last year with the team, but I mean, from being in training camp with this team this year. He knows what they want to do on offense. He knows what they want to do on defense. And, you know, that's pretty good information to have when you're going in there against your former teammates. So that's, one of the stories in the NFL this week that's kind of intriguing.
Okay. Charles, I wanted to ask, like, the Cowboys, do you think that their success is due to Dak and Zeke, or do you think it's the offensive line that's protecting them?
Well, in football, it's everything, you know, that you have to combine there. I think the defense has also performed a lot better than a lot of people thought they would, because if you remember, they had all those suspensions and still do have suspensions on that defense to deal with. You know, I think Prescott has to have exceeded all expectations as far as his ability to both make plays and take care of the football. Guys don't always do both of those things for a team. And look, they've got their new, you know, Emmitt Smith, their new DeMarco Murray in the backfield. I mean, this guy's just been dominant. And that sometimes happens with rookie running backs. They're fresh. They go in there in the first season and they're able to do very, very well. But this guy's just running over, around, and through people. And I think that's what enables Prescott to be able to operate under more optimum the conditions. And of course they already have the offensive line that was one of the best in the NFL. So I think it's created a pretty favorable situation on offense for them.
Interesting. We're talking with Charles Jay from PlaysByJay.com. Of course, this is week number seven of the NFL. Green Bay covered the spread on the Thursday night game, and that wasn't much of a shock there. Back to quarterbacks and rookie quarterbacks. If Bradford goes down, you're not mentioning Carson Wentz at all. Neither of you guys mentioned him. He was like the number two pick overall, I believe. How come he wasn't brought into the mixer in that conversation? Just not ready?
No, he's playing for Philadelphia, but and he was the guy, and that was I guess another surprise is that Wentz missed really most of training camp with a rib injury, and so they traded Bradford and said, hey, you know what? We think Wentz is ready. They put him in. He's played very well in the first three games. Now, in the last two games, I think some teams have mixed up their defenses and made him take a little bit more time with his decision-making, and he's been sacked 8 times in these last two games. And that could be a key if you're looking to analyze this game in Minnesota, because the Vikings have more sacks than any team in the league. And I don't think there's any question that they're going to try to make him hold the ball longer in the pocket and make things a lot more difficult for him here.
We're going to run up on a hard break. After the break, we're talking spreads, folks. Spreads, where to put that money tomorrow with a man from PlaysByJay.com, Mr. Charles J. right here on Sports Byline. Open phone lines around the world. If you'd like to join us, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to the Sports Byline Grill. Of course, we hook it up each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes. I keep going, but the bottom line is I run out of time. You are tuned to Sports Byline.
Artis Payne up to the goal line. Touchdown, Carolina. There's a touchdown for Carolina. Damn it, Artis Payne turned the corner and got to the pylon. Open receiver and a touchdown for Mike Evans.
That's what Jameis Winston is paid to do.
Winston out of the gun. Zings one, caught, and it's good for the 2 points for Adam Humphries. For the win from 38 yards, Aguayo right down the middle.
What a win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. We're talking NFL, of course, Zach Attack, Jim. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, a.k.a. Johnny Talk. Of course, Charles Day on the line from Miami, Florida, and my co-host from the City of Angels. So he's no longer in the backseat of a Pontiac Ferrero. Actually, he stepped up to a major hotel there in Beverly Hills. We'll talk about Zach Attack Young. And Charles, I got to ask you, game number one, Washington. I'll take that back. Let's go to the top of the schedule. Green Bay was a winner, of course. New York Giants at the L.A. Rams. Can the Rams win any games here? They're 2.5-point underdogs.
I kind of like the Giants here. One of the reasons is that Rams are traveling 5,440 miles for this game. I think are already the have traveled more than any other team in the NFL, and they're going to London for this. So this is going to be a rough one for them. They're one-dimensional, you know, and that's a surprise this season because of the fact that, you know, Todd Gurley had such a great rookie year for them, but he's averaging less than 3 yards a carry. Case Keenum, who has been essentially keeping the seat warm for Jared Goff, the number one draft choice, had a great game at Detroit last week. He was 27 out of 32, and that's the dimension that the Rams have right now. Now, the Giants are having problems in the secondary. I understand that. They've also had some controversy. I don't know if you touched upon that on the show earlier, but, of course, their place kicker, Josh Brown, has been left behind after admitting that I guess there were some police reports where he admitted that he beat his wife repeatedly, and the NFL kind of ignored it, or somebody ignored it. So
he was using her as a sparring partner, and had been for years, and that the team knew all about it.
Right, and so we'll see what happens to him. But they got a new place kicker, Robbie Gould, who's making the trip out there with them. Some secondary problems, yes. Another one-dimensional team, perhaps, but I think the difference makers are probably on the Giants' side in this one. I'm not looking necessarily for a lot of scoring here either, so I would probably lean toward the under in this one.
Charles, how long before the Rams can turn it around? I mean, people are excited down there. They're packing the Coliseum. They've got the new football season, football stadium up, and they're building as I speak in Englewood across from the old from the L.A. Forum. How long before the Rams can turn things around?
Well, they're not out of the playoff race by any stretch. I mean, they are 3-3. They seem to beat Seattle every time, and that's, I guess, a good thing. They beat Arizona, too, in their division. So they're, you know, very much in it. And that will keep Jared Goff on the bench, by the way, because I don't think they want to put him into a situation where I think if the season was lost at some point, he would get some experience. But at the same time, Goff is going to be the key to the future of the franchise. Obviously, when you spend, you know, players and picks to get the number one pick and make that kind of an investment, you can't have him on the bench forever. The Rams are not far from getting something turned around there. But as, you know, they were the subject of Hard Knocks, the HBO documentary where they go into a training camp every year. And, you know, it's just what Jeff Fisher says. You know, it's been 8-8, 7-9, you know, and he needs to get beyond that. And he kept telling his players, you got to stop doing 8-8 things, right? Is that accurate there?
I think that sounds pretty good. What about New Orleans and KC?
I'm sorry, New Orleans. I don't really have an opinion on this one. I mean, Kansas City came back pretty strong last week, coming off of a really bad result against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, you know, I don't think you can really count out Drew Brees at any point. I mean, he's going to be slinging until the end. You know, I'm actually staying away from this game.
Okay, good enough. So what games do you really like tomorrow, Charlie? I think Zach's going to chime in here as far as – Zach, what's your hot game for tomorrow?
That's a tough one. I kind of do think that the Giants are a safe bet against the Rams. I hate to say that, but I just think that is a lot to ask them to travel that far.
Interesting. Okay.
That might be the thing there. But, you know, games that stick out for me right now anyway, I kind of like the Redskins visiting Detroit. And this game is Detroit's a 1-point favorite. But their secondary is just horrible. They are worse than the National Football League. They've allowed almost 74% completions. And, you know, that's the kind of secondary that a guy like Kirk Cousins can do well against, because, as most people know, Washington is a West Coast offense, a short passing offense, depends on accuracy, quick throws. Cousins can spread the ball around to several receivers, unlike almost any other team in the league. I mean, you've got four guys that he could throw to who probably have an equal chance of getting the ball on any given play. They're all pretty much similar in terms of their numbers. And they discovered a rushing game last week against a pretty good defense in Philadelphia. They had 230 yards on the ground. Detroit also does not stop teams from scoring in the red zone. They've allowed 80% touchdowns, and that's the worst figure in the National Football League as well. So if this could be a shootout, this could be one of those kind of games. Washington's hurting a little bit in the secondary. It's probably one of those games where I might even parlay the Redskins plus a point and the over, which the figure is 50 right now. The Redskins have played 10 of their last 11 games over the total. So that is one of the games that is sticking out for me. A real interesting one in the Meadowlands, where the Ravens are going back for the second straight week to play at MetLife Stadium, this time against the Jets. Last week, as you recall, they had the lead against the Giants, and it was 4th-and-1, and they threw the ball to Odell Beckham on a quick slant in, and he basically made the Baltimore secondary look like it was standing still. Yeah. As he ran into the end zone. And so that was a heartbreaker for Baltimore. But, you know, all the games.
Charlie, freeze that thought right there, because my producer's going to have to call you back. That line's really burbling up. It sounds like you're gargling. Anyway, Zach Attack, you and I, let's talk about the Oakland Raiders, formerly the Los Angeles Raiders. They're headed off to Las Vegas, like I said, a year and a half ago. Remember that? Now it's almost a done deal. It is a done deal.
It appears to be, and I still feel for the city of Oakland. They don't deserve to lose the Raiders. They're good fans there.
Well, okay, they're 4-2. The Raiders, of course, 4-2 in the AFC West. They are first in the AFC West. They are 1-1 as far as their interdivision competition is concerned. They are 1-point underdogs against the 2-3 Jacksonville Jaguars at Jacksonville. I don't know. I'd rather, Charlie, what do you think of that? The Raiders being 1-point underdogs at Jacksonville.
Well, here's another interesting story, because Jack Del Rio, of course, is the head coach with Oakland, and he's going back to Jacksonville, a place he was fired from. Jacksonville, a team that made a lot of moves on defense in the offseason, and, you know, they've been really inconsistent on the defensive side of things. Oakland protects their quarterback very well. Derek Carr's been sacked only 7 times so far. I think Oakland has the most consistent unit on the field, their offense. And so I would like them plus the points in this game, and they're pretty good on the road too, by the way.
All right, but their defense is like horrible as far as offense and as far as the pass and the run's concerned. What keeps them winning? That the quarterback?
Yeah, the offense has been clicking for this team, and I think that with Jacksonville, you have the more mistake-prone quarterback. Bortles is a guy who is a work in progress. I think he's going to be a tremendous quarterback at some point, but he's a guy who'll take a lot of chances, and so he may create some breaks for the Oakland offense here, give them some good field position.
Interesting. Charles Jaffin plays by JAY.com. We're talking NFL spread tomorrow. Washington at Detroit. The Lions are 1.5 favorites. How do you feel about that, Charlie? I'll ask Zach about that after.
Well, I just went over that a second ago. I like Washington in that game plus the over. So,
what? And how many points is the over again?
50.
Straight up, the NFL through seven seasons, the 49ers haven't seemed to be able to click. Tomorrow they've got Colin Kaepernick starting. What does that mean, Charles?
It's a good question. He was 13 out of 29 last week in Buffalo. And so you ask yourself, well, you know, having had that game under his belt, now working with the ones for another week, Will he be sharper throwing the football? How, you know, will they let him run the ball again? They had 68 yards on the ground last week. I don't know how sharp the San Francisco offense is going to be. I do know that Tampa Bay turns it over. Jameis Winston has thrown 8 interceptions this season. But Tampa Bay also has their running back coming back, Doug Martin. And that's a big factor for them. I don't know that they won't try to play a little ball control. As we have discussed on this program a number of times, the field is soft. It's not the best turf surface, and it slows down opposing teams for the most part. It's done that in the first 2-plus seasons that the Niners have played there. So I would probably be looking under in this game.
Interesting.
And that's 45 on the over and under.
Charles, would you say that the field currently is the best player on the 49ers roster?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I'd have to look at their schedule. They only played a couple of games at home, 2-3 games at home this season, but and one of them was the shutout win over the Rams. So, I mean, last season they gave up, I believe it was something like 31 points a game on the road and only 16.8 points per game at home. Now, that's not just having a better defense at home that accounts for something like that. I mean, because all of the playoff-level teams that they played were well below their season average when they played at Levi's Stadium. And, of course, as you saw in the Super Bowl, there were complaints about the footing and so forth, and I believe we were gathered on this program, we might have been, when I talked about my underplay in the Super Bowl, and of course it did go under. So, I'm sticking with unders at the stadium until it shows a pattern otherwise.
Charles J., I got to cut you short. PlaysByJAY.com is the website. Charlie, we'll talk to you next week. All the best, my brother.
Thank you, guys. Take care of yourselves.
We're talking MMA on the other side of the break right here on Sports Byline.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
Great up, fellas, for MMA off and rolling. Of course, to go to the Mohegan Sun Arena. You know, their Uncle New York. That's going to go down November the 4th. Pretty good fight on top. But I haven't got time to go into that. Of course, November the 11th, Korshev and Lima going in a rematch. That is a hell of a fight coming to you from Tel Aviv, Israel. But the big fight as far as the Bellator schedule is concerned, a battle of dinosaurs. Tito Ortiz and Chael Sonnen hook it up. January 21st at the Forum, Bellator 165 in L.A. Zach Attack, take it away. What's happening in the world of the UFC?
Oh, I mean, coming up, the next event is November 5th. We got UFC Fight Night 98, Dos Anjos versus Ferguson. I mean, that's going to be an interesting one. And, of course, a week later, we got Alvarez versus McGregor, UFC 205, in that very stacked card. So that's the big event, the UFC's debut in New York, as we've talked about the last couple of weeks.
Ronda Rousey and Amanda Nunes. Kyle Kingsbury said Amanda beats her.
I'm with Kyle on that one. I think that's going to be a tough fight. It's a tough ask for Ronda coming back, and I don't know what her mental state's going to be.
Okay, Cain Velasquez, rumors was he got hurt in training this week. I called Kyle Kingsbury. He said that was nothing but a rumor going around, but, man, that guy's fragile. He's been hurt a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He might not be fragile as much as he puts too much on his body that anybody would break under that type of training.
Of course, he is a heavyweight, and he's a heavyweight that does cardio that lightweights are jealous of.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he has maybe the best cardio in MMA. I mean, we've said that time and time again. So Cain Velasquez, if you're trying to beat him, you want to beat him early.
unless he disrespects Mother Nature and goes to Mexico at 11,000 feet with like 7 days training.
Right. I mean, sea-level Cain is a different animal.
Sea-level Cain. And you know what? Beverly Hills, Zach, is a different animal as well. I'm glad you're hooking up in your new confines down there in Beverly Hills. Of course, what can I say? Wall-to-wall, plush, carpeting, you got it going on. Much love to you, brother. Have a good week with Jasmine.
Oh, thank you. It's a lot more comfortable here. You should visit. Have a great week.
Yeah, considering you were living in the backseat of a Pontiac Ferrero in 1984, yes, I think so. It is a much better world for you. Zach Attack, have a great week, my brother.
You too, Johnny Taco. Have a great week.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Don't forget, my show airs Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 2 hours of comedy, social issues, and, of course, Zach Attack Young, Charles J., Coach John Johnson. We have a ball Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Johnny Taco is all sorts. But I'm not done. Of course, I come back Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific time with Ring Talk Live Worldwide and back at 5 p.m. Pacific time with No Holds Barred. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I thank you so much for tuning in.